USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. A rookie San Antonio police officer was fired after he shot a teenager who was eating in a McDonald's parking lot, leaving the 17-year-old in critical condition. The San Antonio Police Department said that the former officer, James Brennan, was fired because of his actions during the encounter on October the 2nd. Body camera footage showed him abruptly opening the door of a car the teenager was in and opening fire moments later. The teenager, Eric Cantu, was initially charged with evading detention in a vehicle and assault on a police officer. But the Bexar County Criminal District Attorney, Joe Gonzalez, said during a news conference on Friday that he had dismissed those charges. The police are investigating the shooting and will forward their results to Mr. Gonzalez. A 15-year-old in Florida is facing charges after video shows him body slamming a school resource officer who was attempting to break up a fight between two other students. St. Cloud police said SRO Ball was trying to break up a fight between two male students at St. Cloud High School when a third male student grabbed the officer around the torso and slammed him to the ground. The student and the officer ended up in a physical altercation where the student continued to fight and resist arrest until bystanders helped get him under control, the department said. Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson has had many titles in his career, from college football star to WWE champion to box office superstar. But one title he is no longer interested in is president. Years after teasing a possible White House bid, Johnson told CBS Sunday Morning that his political aspirations have taken a back seat to his family. "It's off the table. I'll say this because it requires the B-side to this. I love our country and everyone in it. I also love being a daddy. And that's the most important thing to me, being a daddy. Number one, especially during this time, this critical time in my daughter's lives." This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Russian-installed authorities in Crimea moved quickly on Sunday to restore some road and rail traffic on the Kerch Strait Bridge after an explosion a day earlier partly damaged the span and embarrassed the Kremlin. Sergei Aksionov, the Kremlin-installed leader of Crimea, said on Sunday that cars would be able to use that bridge, but that for the time being, trucks, buses, and all heavy-duty vehicles would have to cross using a ferry service that will be provided for free. Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs stopped by Face the Nation Sunday morning to discuss the issues facing voters in the midterm elections, including controlling the state's borders, abortion rights, and the economy.
Late-term abortion is extremely rare, and if it's being talked about, it's because something has gone incredibly wrong in a pregnancy. A doctor is not going to perform an abortion late in a pregnancy just because somebody decided they want one. That is ridiculous.
In the request for bids to round up migrants to transport across the country, the administration of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was unequivocal. The winning contractor needed to fly out unauthorized new arrivals found in the state. The parameters laid out by the Florida Department of Transportation are raising new questions about whether the program violated state protocols when DeSantis officials chartered 2 planes to fly 48 migrants from San Antonio to Massachusetts last month. The widely criticized political maneuver appeared to operate outside the boundaries of the $12 billion program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.